Blog Talk Radio.
Praise to your name that we have him and his witness in the gospel every day, Lord.
praise your name that every day, Lord, even through great distress, Lord, we can joyfully follow him in the strength of the Holy Spirit. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's get into playing some more music. Okay.
I love you, Sam. I love you, Wayne. I love you, the beautiful world past. The tale in this place. I love you, Sam. I love you, Wayne. I love you.
Thank you.
business part of the service, the praise and worship part of the service. If you want to come on live and you have something to say, just press the one key and you can come on live. Amen. I have two callers that are here, but they haven't pressed the one key. All right. Well, let's get into the first message then. It's going to be a devotional. It's called Restoration of Sonship. The glory of the prodigal son moves my heart to dwell in the depths of God's limitless grace. I find myself in every passage of Jesus' words, identified with both the son's rebellion and the power of the father's love. As children of God, we are in constant need of reminders about God's mercy towards us. When the world rejects us, God calls us in. When the world writes us off, God clothes us with righteousness and honor. May this transformative story of the prodigal son guide you to a deeper, more intimate relationship with your loving Heavenly Father. See, by the sacrifice of Jesus, you and I have been made sons and daughters of the Most High God. We have been redeemed and transformed into children and heirs of the kingdom of God. As Romans chapter 8, verses 15-17 says, "For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that our children are of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him." So in the story of the prodigal son, the father clothes his wayward and rebellious son with a robe and a ring and sandals. All three of these symbols represent a restoration of sonship in different ways. The son who returned to his father to simply be employed as a slave was immediately restored as a child of an heir. The father had no desire to make his son pay for his own sins. He simply wanted to restore relationship with his child again. Our Heavenly Father feels the same way about us. At salvation, we are restored to right standing in the eyes of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 says, "And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." And so we are. No matter what sins we commit, we always be a child of God. No sin we ever commit can rob us from the inheritance of glorious relationship afforded to us by the death of Christ Jesus. His love is stronger than our sin. An epidemic exists in the church today of believers living and serving their father as slaves rather than sons and daughters. A slave works and serves apart from an intimate relationship with their master. A son lives with the empowerment of a true relationship with the Father. Many disciples are trying to live for Jesus. They go to church, they go on mission trips, teach a small group, and even try and read their Bibles. But they have no real fellowship or relationship with the Father. I lived much of my Christian life that way. I wasn't until I began to experience the Father's heart, knowing that he longed for me to truly know him, experience his love and nearness, and be empowered by a new identity, and that I began living as a son. So allow your Heavenly Father to clothe you with his presence and speak to your true identity today. Ask him what it looks like to live as a son or a daughter who truly knows the Father, and experience the overwhelming joy and peace that comes from your intimate relationship with your God. So firstly, meditate on your identity as a son or a daughter of the Most High God. Allow Scripture to fill your heart with a fresh desire to pursue deeper levels of relationship with your Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18, "And I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty." In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called the children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him." Secondly, In what ways do you feel you might be living as a slave more than a son or a daughter? Where are you lacking a revelation and experience of God's love for you? Ask your Heavenly Father to reveal the depths of His love today. Ask Him to guide you into a fresh encounter with His grace. Ask Him to restore you and lead you into a greater depth and a relationship with Him. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 to 39. Know in all these things we are the most, more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So how astounding is the love and grace of our Father that we would be considered His children? How vast is His love for us that with no effort of our own we can be transformed into heirs with Christ? There is no greater privilege than being the son and a daughter of the Creator. There is no greater love than that which the Father has for us. And there is no greater life than one spent in full relationship with the very Father who would run out to meet us, call us a son or daughter in our weakest moments, and bring us into His family. I highly suggest that you read 1 John chapter 3. It will bring this devotional more into life. Amen. So, this brings us to the most important question today, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? That's okay if you don't, because within a few moments you will be given a chance to. But let me ask you, are you tired of living the way you are, not knowing which way is up or down, your days are confused, lost and needing to be found? Okay, maybe you suffer from a depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from an addiction such as to alcohol, drugs, gambling, sexual immorality, or overeating. Whatever it may be, see, the Lord can take it away. But you've got to let Him in, folks. If He doesn't know you, He can't do nothing for you. So if you want the Lord Jesus to do something for you in your life today, I highly suggest that you say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. Once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry want to welcome you to the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may He always keep you highly favored. Well, we got a caller to press the one key. Let's bring him on. Hello, who do I have?
Good evening, Pastor Ken. How are you?
All right, how are you?
I am very, very, very good. I wanted to say it is a great show. How have you been?
Say what?
I said, how have you been?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored. Thanks for asking.
Oh,
it's good. So who are you?
Well, I am a long time friend of you. I am a big fan of you, and I like you, and you like me.
Yeah.
Amen. I think you like me. I mean,
Yeah.
You like me, don't you?
Yeah, we're brothers.
And
okay.
With more than.
All righty. Well, I don't know what those horse noises were. Okay, but now it's time to play some more music. If you want to come on live, press the 1 key, and I'll know you want to come on live. Okay, who do we got here? Hello, who do we got here?
Shalom, Kay.
Hey, what's up there, my brother Don?
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine. I'm blessed and highly favored. Okay, and loving to do this show. You still there? Okay. Hello. Who do I have?
Hello? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, what happened to DC2?
I don't know. He just dropped automatically.
Okay. Who was that on before that had the accident?
I don't know. It might have been Hector. I'm not sure.
Hector? Has he ever called in before?
Huh?
Has he ever called in before?
Yes, he's called in before.
Okay. Well, anyway, great show so far. Really enjoyed the devotional. What are you up to today?
Nothing much. I just took it easy today.
Okay. Yeah. Why didn't you have a show yesterday?
I wasn't feeling well.
Okay. Well, you know you're supposed to call in if you're going to call in sick, okay?
No, I'm not supposed to call nobody. This is my show. It's nobody else's. But thank you very much. Bye. All right. Okay, next caller. Hello.
Kenny.
You're on it.
Kenny.
Yeah.
It's DC2, brother. I'm sorry about that. I did the same damn thing again. I don't know what's wrong with me, man. I'm losing my mind.
Okay. I
hung up the phone, man. I did it again. I'm so dumb. It's unbelievable. But, Kenny, I think that special caller you had, I think that might have been, I think that was Dominguez.
No, it wasn't Dominguez.
Well, Kenny, I heard the pitter-patter of hooves, brother.
I'm sure it wasn't Dominguez.
All right, Kenny. Well, I'm not going to argue with you, brother. I mean, I'm just saying I think that's who it was. But that's neither here nor there. How's the show going so far, brother?
It's going well.
Oh, well, that's good. Have you gotten any good callers?
I got Bogart and the caller before. Okay, he was good. Even
oh, Dominguez. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So are you running? So wait, Kenny, are you running the show solo tonight, brother?
Yep, I'm solo.
Oh, I gotta say it's interesting, and I think it's one of your better shows so far. I enjoy when it's more of the godly word from you, Kenny, than when it's all music. So I have appreciated the first part of the show.
Well, thank you. Okay. I'm trying not to do a lot of music. I'm just trying to put some music in between, like, filler. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
Well, that's good, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told the fellas to call in. I thought you would have more calls from the fellas, but I guess they don't believe that you're actually taking calls. I mean, Johnny didn't believe me when I told him. I was hoping he'd call in, but I guess you didn't nobody
did
believe me.
Music at the time, and he hung up.
Oh. Well, he probably thinks I'm a liar then, because I said you were taking calls. But hopefully he's listening right now. If you are, shout out to you, Johnny. What up, brother?
Yeah, shout out to Johnny Longfellow.
Amen. Anybody else in the queue, Kenny?
Yeah, we got some other people.
Are they going to talk? Did they press one to come on?
Yeah, they pressed one.
Oh. Okay, well, you can put me on mute, brother. I don't want to keep anybody else from getting on the line.
Okay, all right. Here we go. 256, you're on the air.
Well, how you doing, Pastor King?
Oh!
How you doing, Juan?
Well, I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well, my brother.
Can I get a roll tie from you?
Yeah, you can get a roll tie from me. Roll tie.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, long time no talk. I'm glad you're taking callers now. I mean, I was a long time listening, but, by the time y'all play the music and start taking calls sometimes, I'm usually asleep. So... Y'all know. I mean, I'm glad you're on now and taking calls earlier. That's a good thing. You know, I like to send a shout out to Mad Mark because he's saying "Roll Tide" in the Discord.
All right, yeah, that's right. Let's give a shout out to Mad Mark in Discord. Yes, amen.
Oh, shalom, brother.
And how you doing, DCT?
One, my. How you doing, brother? It's been a long time.
Well, I've been off and on, man, but I'm just glad that we can come together with the Lord here. Pastor Ken show, he's taking callers. Hopefully he makes it a regular thing.
Amen, brother. Amen. I agree 100%, brother.
Amen. All right. Well, we got another caller, a 111 caller. I hope it's a good caller. Let's bring him on, see what he has to say. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hey, I don't know what happened earlier. It just cut out on me or something, I guess.
Yeah, you probably got dropped. I don't know what happened.
Okay. What's up, everybody?
Shalom, brother.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good. So I'm glad that everyone's enjoying the show tonight. That means a lot to us.
Amen.
Y'all put on a great show.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We put a lot of work into it.
I have to say that Kenny is much better at this when he is. I mean, this is just. It's just DC2's opinion, brother. You can, you know it doesn't mean anything. But I would say that it's a much better, smoother show when it's just Kenny.
Hey man, I would have to agree with you on that one.
Well, it reminds me of the good old days when I first discovered y'all and Kenny, and I called in, and that's how I met all y'all, talking, listening to Pat came, then I got the courage to call in one time, and I appreciate that. And it like reminds me, takes me back to, you know, to the good old days.
Amen.
That old time religion.
Yeah, it's
that's
like
right.
it was like this back in the day, brother. Like when Juan and everybody used to come together for the godly show. But now, you know, sometimes Tony will. You know, he'll put Kenny in the crate. He won't let him take any calls, and it's just not godly.
I don't get put into a crate, Don.
Well, I mean,
it's a
spiritual
call it a
crate.
It's a kennel, not a
traded for Kennel.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry, Kenny. Kennel, brother.
No, I'm just going
to
the kennel either.
Oh. I mean like a spiritual kennel, Kenny.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, you know, whatever. All I'm saying is the show is better when it's just you, brother. When you can bring all your brothers in Christ together at one time and there's no tomfoolery and no yelling from people and whatnot, it's a beautiful show. I have to say that.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
Well, I agree. I mean, it's a good thing.
Well, that's good.
Amen.
And,
like
and Pastor Ken, I'm still praying for the day that you and Pastor Kent can hash things out and maybe get the old band back together, you know?
Amen.
That'll never happen.
Never say never.
Kenny, the past is the past, brother. You got to let bygones be bygones, brother.
Oh, I have let bygones be bygones, but evidently Pastor Ken hasn't.
What? Why did he say that?
Well, by the way, he talked to me today in Discord.
Oh, what did he say?
Oh, I'm not going to repeat it on the air.
Was it, like, in the VC or the regular chat or what?
It was in the VC voice chat.
What was he like bragging about something or was he chastising over something or?
It was more in the chastising. Okay.
What?
Like, well, I'm not gonna bring
it. It wasn't like he was using profanities and whatnot. He was just saying things that, you know, you disagreed with.
Well, things are lies.
Well, you know, you say the lie. I mean, none of us know what the truth really is, Kenny. I mean, we just know what you say and what Kent says. We don't really know where the truth is, brother. We're just innocent bystanders.
Yeah, I understand.
So, Kenny. Oh, Kenny, I think you. Is there another 111 caller?
No. There is.
Oh, I think this might be, I'm not sure, but I think this might be Hector.
We'll find out. Okay.
Ooh.
I got another caller before that I got to take. Okay.
Oh, it's just a party up in here tonight. Ooh.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Orale, how you doing there, Pastor Ken?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing Birme. You know who this is?
Beanie!
Yep, it sounds like Beanie.
Beanie, look. Hey, how you doing?
Shalom,
hey,
man.
You got to hit me back up on Discord, man.
What's up in there, Juan?
I know, baby. I might hit me up again on Discord.
Hey, I know who DC2 is, eh? He's a celebrity. I think DC2 is Kofi Kingston. Yeah, you're Kofi Kingston, bro. You sound just like him.
Shalom. I mean, whatever you say, brother. I'll be a celebrity. I don't mind.
Hey, you sound just like him. New day?
Oh. It's like a party up in here tonight, Kenny.
Yeah,
how you doing, Ken?
Say what?
So how you doing, Ken?
I'm doing just great. Thanks for asking.
All right. Feed me. How's everybody doing?
How's everybody doing, guys?
I'm blessed and highly favored, brother.
What were you going to get into, Ken?
I have to.
Right.
Thanks for asking.
Orale.
Hey, Kenneth, you still got that 111 call on?
Yes, I do. I'm going to bring him on in a minute.
Oh, all right, bro. All right.
Let's find out who he is. I'll bring him on now. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Pastor Kent.
Hello.
We were just talking about you and how we wish that you were back on the show, and our prayers have been answered already.
Amen, brother.
What's happening?
Abba works in mysterious ways, my son.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Pastor Ken, since we're all on the phone line here now, maybe y'all can make up right now.
Amen.
I am a big man.
That's not just what she said. That's what Pastor Ken wants to make up.
Well, I will apologize if you apologize, Kenny.
Well, I apologize for okay.
That seems fair. Pastor Ken, what are you apologizing for?
For everything in the past, okay? Evidently, we had a misunderstanding going on.
Well, I accept your apology.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Let's move on.
Yeah. On.
Now, can we refer to this as the Abba Hour of Power?
Sure, I don't see why we couldn't. We could make that compromise, couldn't we, Pastor Ken?
What's that?
That we can change the name of the program to what is it, Pastor Ken, that you would like it to be changed to? I believe you said Abba Power Hour.
I'm not going to change my name on my broadcast. It's God's Rainbow Ministries, and that's what it's going to be.
Amen.
So what's the rainbow for?
If you read every color has a meaning, has a verse. Okay, if you read my what it says,
and okay. How come there's no
color mean gay, but we do have a lot of gay listeners.
Wait a minute, Kenneth, are you saying? Hold on, I'm confused. I always thought you called it God's Rainbow Ministries to be inclusive to the LGBTQPI and so on and so forth.
No
P-I. Them, brother.
No P-I.
No, P-I. No P-I?
No P-I. Okay. It's LGBTQ.
Oh.
I heard they're like a catering to the P's now, eh? That's what I hear.
Yeah, that's what I thought Kenny was doing that myself. I mean,
well,
Kenny is a P. Kenny, you're part of the
team. We don't just cater to one particular person, a group. Okay, we have listeners. Okay? And all of our listeners, okay, that we have.
Okay.
Some, okay.
Sorry.
You know, you should make a broadcast from Alley Bar, eh?
Oh.
No.
Kenny, that's not... Beatty just came up with a brilliant idea. That'd be great.
I'm not in Boston, so I can't do a broadcast from Alley Bar.
Well, Kenny, what gay bars do you frequent?
I don't frequent in any.
Or there's got to be a gay bar in San Antonio that you could do the show live from. I bet the fans would love it.
No, there's no way I could do that, do it live.
All right. Just an idea, Kenny.
Yeah, I know, but I can't do it live from the bar. I have a PC. I don't have a laptop.
Oh, I see. All right, brother. I understand.
Well, we got another 111 caller. I'm going to bring this 111 caller on. Hello, 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
Kim. All right, Pastor Kim.
I was wondering where he went.
Or he must have dropped.
Kenny, you didn't hang up on him, did you?
Nope.
Kenny, would not do that. Well, you guys were talking about gay bars. I remember the time Kenny told me the story about a gay bar called the Bareback.
Oh!
He would touch the boys in their tennis. And anuses, and horses, and lots of beasts. And that's where he met Victor, for Kenny is a pedophile.
Kenny!
So that's where the cute CIA
Goodbye, Kent. Goodbye, Kent.
You touch penis, Kenny?
Yeah, he's gone.
Penis? What was that all about?
That was rude, okay? That was rude.
I
ain't gonna put up with any nonsense. That's all he's all about is nonsense.
Well, maybe he could just like read a Bible verse or two. Can we do that? If you want to do that.
Kenneth, I know you're mad, but don't be too mad. Just let the word heal you, brother.
Yep.
Amen.
Well, I mean, Pastor Kane.
Yep.
I mean, at least y'all got the friends, right? I mean, I wouldn't pay attention to that stuff that Pastor Kane tries to spew out, man, because he's not right in the head.
Amen.
Yeah, I figured that out a long time ago.
Don't let one bad apple spoil the bunch is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to.
You think Pastor Kent has the Tourette's?
No, I don't think he has Tourette's. I think he has something else.
Oh, what do you suspect that he has?
Dementia.
Dementia.
I thought he had like the mad cow disease or something.
I don't know if it's dementia, Kenny. He seems to have a pretty good memory.
Yeah,
I think he might be a little special.
He believes everything he says, so he must have dementia.
I'm not sure that's what dementia is.
Kenny, what are you talking about?
I'm
dementia,
just saying that's
like
what Pastor Kent has is dementia.
Now, dementia is where you can't remember.
Yeah.
Well, not just necessarily you can't remember. Okay. It's more than just that. Okay. You're literally crazy.
Hmm. So is he qualified to be a pastor?
I think psychopath is probably the term that you're going for.
I might be a little slow, but I don't think he's got dementia.
Okay. Well, whatever. Okay.
Well, if he calls back in, let's ask him and see if he. I mean, because he may have some kind of medical something.
Oh, he hasn't. I put him on mute. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll bring him back on and let's find out, because it may be a medical disability.
No, that's okay. I'd rather not.
Kenny, you don't want to be, you don't want to be mean to people that have disabilities, brother.
No, I'm not being mean to people that have disabilities. I'd rather not bring Pastor back on because...
We don't want to violate the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1995. You can't discriminate against disabled people. So let's just bring him back home. One
he's,
more time.
He's from Canada anyway, so that doesn't apply to him.
Yeah, but Kenny, his show's in the USA, brother.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you have to abide by the federal laws now. But let's just, in order to avoid any kind of legal trouble or anything, let's just bring him back on and hear him out, okay?
I don't want to hear him out. He's going to tell lies.
Kenny, you're not being very tolerant, brother. Come on, where's the godly Kenny? Where's the pastor Ken?
Yeah, well, this is a godly show, and evidently Pastor Ken's not godly, okay? If he's going to talk about it, he's going to call me, talk about a bareback bar, okay? And call me
what's
a pedo.
The name of a bar?
Okay, I'm not putting up with that nonsense. I'm not putting it
well,
up.
Well, I mean, but maybe his...
This is my show.
Maybe
his... This is my show.
Well, maybe his
it's
memory
not your
is...
show. It's Pastor Kent's show. It's not nobody else's show but mine. And if I don't choose to bring him on, guess what? He don't come on.
Well, maybe his memory is cloudy, and we could, get things cleared up. I don't think it would hurt to bring him on for 30 seconds. I mean, come on now.
I know, Kenny. It'll show everyone listening that you're a godly man, that you you're a forgiven man, that you understand people with disabilities need love too, brother.
That's right. Be the bigger man, Ken.
Okay, I'll bring on this Pastor Kent. But if he's one more word of nonsense out of his mouth, and he'll never come back on my show.
Amen.
Pastor Kent, you're back on the air.
Hello. Kenny.
Hey, Pastor Kent.
Hello. TRM compliance. Ossifer.
He's not GRM compliance officer.
Oh, Kenny, don't start arguing.
Yeah,
Kenny, please don't argue with him on the air. It's ridiculous.
I'm chief compliance officer is what Kenny was saying. I'm not just the compliance officer.
Oh, all right. I thought he was trying to pick a fight with you on the air. I was like, what are you doing? Kenny. Sorry.
I wanted to do a Bible verse.
Amen.
Amen.
About that.
Praise the Lord. I say do it, brother. Let us all hear the Lord's word.
Because no one can come to Abba but through me. I am the truth, the way, and the light. sins.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Kenny, I would like to apologize. I am very, very sorry. You see, I have been doing some examining and some searching and some digging of Tony F's asshole, and I found out he has AIDS.
Okay, goodbye.
With that.
Wait, Kenny, he was just doing. Kenny!
Nope. Nope. He's
Kenny,
gone.
Pastor Kent is a doctor, man. He's a proctologist, brother. Come on.
No, he's not a proctologist. He's not a godly man. Okay? I'm not going to have nobody degrade anybody on my show. It's not happening.
He just said he's
okay,
fucking disgusting, brother.
He's done. He's done.
I don't think he was degrading anyone.
Yeah, he was.
Kenny, he just checked his prostate, brother.
And I just want to say everyone over the age of 40 should have their prostate checked, you know, because prostate cancer is a big problem in our society today. And I think it's great that Kent was trying to help Tony F by giving him a prostate
amen.
Exam free of charge. And
yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's great to spread awareness like that. That was very kind of him.
He didn't do that.
It's all about catching it early, right, Kenny? Kenny, are you against the listen? Are you you can't be against early detection prostate cancer, brother?
No, I'm not against it, but he didn't do it.
He just called and said he did it, brother.
He didn't do it.
What? Right. Who? You did it or what?
No, I didn't do it.
He said Pastor Ken did it, and we thought he was somebody. So
we all know Kenny checks his prostate. I mean, that's a nightly occurrence, right, Kenny? But Kenny's
no.
not a doctor. Now I know. That's what I said. You're not a doctor. Amen.
Amen.
All right. I'm going to put people on mute, and I'm going to play some music.
Oh, Kenny, don't play music. No. Come on. Kenny,
yeah,
you
can play music any other night of the week. I mean, come on now.
All you do, Kenny, is play music, brother.
Yeah.
Well, it's time to play some. And then I'm going to give the prophetic word and then the closing prayer, and we're going to be done for tonight.
Kenny, you sound like you're upset about something, or what's wrong? Talk to us.
Well, this show is supposed to be about God, and it's not being about God.
Well, Kenny, the Lord would want you to have your prostate checked, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Kenny. Are you saying the Lord would want you to get prostate cancer?
No, he wouldn't.
See what I'm saying?
And you're saying that it's wrong to spread awareness about the importance of getting your prostate checked to avoid, you know, to catch it in the early stages. God forbid that if you do have it. I mean, come on now.
Kenny, that's not godly, brother. You don't want anyone to get cancer, man. That's not good. That's crazy. So anyone listening to the Kenny Show, please get your prostate checked if you're above 40 years old for early detection, because Lord knows it can be the difference between life and death. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Gloria a Dios.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to play some music, and I'm going to mute everybody, okay? And then I'm going to do the prophetic word and do a closing prayer and end the show. All right? Okay. Here we go.
Thank you.
Okay. It's time to be getting to the prophetic message. This goes out to all of those who need it, and you know who you are. Father says today, I am blessing you and keeping you every moment of this day. My face is shining upon you like a mercy vapor lamp, dispelling all the darkness that was in crouch upon your life. My consciousness is lifted up over you this day like a canopy of peace that nothing and no one else can disturb. Receive it and accept it as a gift of heaven over your life this day. Showers of my grace is coursing its rivulets of favor down upon every avenue of your life. I'm upholding you and moving you towards the finish line of this assignment where you will be found faultless in the winner's circle with a garland of achievement laid upon your brow. I am blessing your house. I am blessing your path. Every place you put your foot today, I have given you the title deed. Satan is not the ruling prince over your life or anything that pertains to you. He is defeated. He is disenfranchised. I took the keys from him that he would like to use to lock you down. I have given you the authority to bind him with the chains of your faith and see the captives go free that has bound so many years. Rejoice, says the Father, with exceeding great joy, for my kingdom is joy. My kingdom is peace, and my kingdom is entitlement, and you are entitled of heaven this day and forevermore. Amen. Like I said, that prophetic word goes out to those who need it most. Well, this ends. Okay, the program, and I'm going to give a closing prayer. Lord God, we turn our hearts and minds to you. Be with us and grant us your spirit, Lord. May your word be a blessing for us, Lord. We thank you that this word is given in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Almighty God, stretch out your hand over the whole world, Lord. Let your spirit bring a new age, an age of truth, righteousness, and love, an age of peace that comes from you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, we are your children. As your children, we pray to you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will hear us and you will look forward with joy to the time when all promises will be fulfilled, the time spoken about by the prophets, especially by your Son, Jesus Christ. So be with us and gather us in your spirit, and we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song that's going to take us out. So here we go. thank you very much. God bless everybody for listening. Okay, all my callers I had, everyone on the link. Okay, God bless y'all. May you have a great night, and look forward to coming back tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time for another episode of Perfect Gospel Radio.
God bless you all. May you have a good evening. It was fun having you. I missed you, so I'm sure all sorts of demons were on the line. Bless your heart, and stay out of the darkness.
Amen.